Maybach. Maybach.
Pam, Pam, FM.
Congratulations. And how did, I mean, are you, obviously you're proud of your achievement. Was it hard?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was more of a surprise than anything. Like, we were always, like, quite chilled, like, attitude towards things, and we just got, like, the 10 outings needed to, like, do it, and...
Just casual there from Corpus. Well, Corpus, I will join you after the race, if I may, but the one-minute cannon has just gone, and I think Morwenna is now on the line. So, Morwenna, how are the crews
pushing
out into the river?
Yes, am I back? Well, all of the crews have got their poles ready to push out the crews. We've got Downing at W2 at the head of the division. We've also got Murray Edwards W2 and Anglia Ruskin W2 both on for Blades in this division. For Murray Edwards W2, it's been a really, really long fight. They've had 3 years really pushing their way up the division. So really, really hoping that they do bump today. And the crews are now pushing out into the middle of the river. We've got all the bank parties on the side yelling for bow pair to take those sets, and they are off. And it looks like it's a very, very strong start for Christ W2, who have actually came down yesterday, but Downing are now pushing away very, very comfortably. They've got off to a flying start, and it looks like Corpus Christi W1 are actually gaining slightly on Christ. Downing W1 just coming past me now. Bit splashy. Looking very strong, nice rhythm, first four rows pass a bit out of time, and Christ W2 are now coming in, and they've got a really, really solid rhythm, looking very, very comfortable. They are on station with Corpus Christi W1 with their red ribbons in their hair. Corpus Christi has gone up too, and they're going to be hoping to improve on that. All of those crews looking very solid. And we've now got Trinity Hall. It's down to length between them and Keys W2. And they are being chased by Murray Edwards. Still on station, but still looking very, very solid. Trinity Hall pushing very, very hard. Looking as if they are beginning to tire as they go into the corner. Murray Edwards looking very, very strong. Looking very, very nice. And their coach is yelling for them to bring it back. And they are going round into Grassy, where we have Selwyn, who have now gained to half a length between them and Maudlin. Ben, is there anything going on at Grassy with you?
Yes, well, they're both getting round in the gut, and they're coming into the corner proper. Down in W2 are about three boat lengths ahead of Christ. They're doing very, very well. Christ being overlapped now by Corpus, but Morwenna, what's going on with you?
And it looks like actually we may have a bump between Selwyn W2 and Maudlin W2. Don't it? Can you see what's going on there, Ben?
Sorry, Morwenna. The draw here is absolutely deafening, as Corpus now have overlap with Christ W2. I'm sorry I'm shouting. I'm sorry if it sounds like this radio, but I just cannot hear myself think. There is an enormous Corpus contingent. There is overlap, and there is a concession. The Corpus fans are stupid. The Corpus is spilling everywhere, probably. Corpus are bumped up on Christ W2. Keys now are the next crew. Keys are being chased by Trinity Hall. Murray and are floundering into the foliage on the other side of the bank. Murray is really struggling. Morwenna, what's going on with you?
And I can confirm that Anglia Ruskin have got Blades. For those of you who don't know what that is, that means they have bumped four times in a row, and they have bumped Newnham, I believe it's Newnham W3 that they have bumped, and it looks like we have another bump coming in for Sydney Sussex on Fitzwilliam. They are down to what looks like a canvas, but yes, we definitely have Blades here for Anglia Ruskin W1, who obviously train a very different style. Over to you, Ben, at Grassy.
Well, yes, just one more bump appearing. St. Cat's W2 being chased by Emma W3. There is overlap, and that bump is imminent, but both of them are probably going to crash into the bushes. There's a concession, and hopefully they can clear the river. St. Cat's W2 bumped by Emma W3. I'm now going to throw to Ben at Bitten Corner. Beth, what are you seeing?
I'm literally seeing Downing coming past me as we speak, taking a very tight line on Bitten Corner, nearly brushing the banks with their blades, but they're looking very comfortable, loads and loads of clear water behind them, because obviously we've had Corpus Christi bumping Christ. The next boat chasing them is Keys. Ben, can you see anything else further down? What's happening to Keys and Trinity Hall?
Well, were Keys and Trinity Hall, I think. I didn't see them bump, but they may well have done. Going past me now is Girton W2, well ahead of first and third. About Beth. 5 boat lengths ahead of first and third. You look really tired. I'm going to throw over to you, Beth.
Okay, I've just got Keys coming round the corner now, pursued by Trinity Hall 2. There is... Keys are looking quite comfortable as they go around. Their bank pass is yelling very, very loudly. They're still just about on station, maybe down to a boat length. But it's going to be one for the long reach to see what those teams do. And behind them, I've got Murray Edwards coming through. Again, pushing quite hard. They're taking a much tighter line around it than Trinity Hall did. And they look like they might be catching up. So that's going to be a really interesting one to follow. Ed, on long reach, can you see those three crews yet?
Well, I can see the lead Downing 2 crew. They'll be relieved that they're going to avoid Spoons by the looks of it, because their sister, well, their brother boat, the M3 boat, just got Spoons in men's division 4. So they've got plenty of space. The lead 3 boats are behind that. Keys, Trinity Hall, Maya Edwards will be interesting. But what have you got now, Beth?
Currently, I don't have anything. Ben, have you got anything further down at Grassy?
Moena?
Well, I do. Yes, Moena.
We've got another bump down here at first. So it's a very, very early bump for Jesus W3 on Pembroke W3 down at the motorway bridge. And both crews are just running past me now. Jesus, obviously, not wearing foliage because apparently it's expected that they bump, as you said earlier. Back to you, then.
Moena?
Well, yes, we called a bump, no, sorry, Ed, very quickly, we called a bump earlier that wasn't a bump, no, Ed, we called a bump that wasn't a bump. W2 and the Sussex are rowing on, they're still racing, and just to say that first and third looks very, very leisurely behind Girton 2, both look like they were just having a lovely, lovely Saturday afternoon row. But Ed, something happening up with you on the long reach.
Yes, we have this lead battle at the Kink on the long reach between Keys 2, Trinity Hall 2 and Murray Edwards 2. It is very close. Keys 2 look like they're going to avoid Spoons. They've got about a length and a quarter over Trinity Hall 2 behind. But the excitement is Trinity Hall 2 versus Murray Edwards 2. Murray Edwards 2 looking for blades, and they have another quarter of a length to close. But the river is very wide here. So actually getting a bump and physically hitting a boat is very different matter to closing on it. And now I guess I am going to test my theory that to keep pace with W3 boats is like power walking. I can't see any other boats behind. Well, miles behind, I can see what I will assume is either Girton or Fitz. Can we just go back to Beth quickly? What happened with Girton 2 and Fitz and 3rd 2?
Thank you, Dad. I've seen Girton and first and third row pass with quite a large gap between them, I'd say at least two boat lengths, so they might catch up, but it didn't really look like first and third had it in them as they went past me. I've just had Fitzwilliam row past me with a lot of clear water between them and the sandwich boat Sydney Sussex, which is almost to be expected, really, because Sydney have had a very hard row already. So I would say that Fitz will not be caught by Sydney Sussex. But Ed, is there anything now happening where you are?
Yes, I guess I have the only action on the river then. I have Murray Edwards 2 trying to bump up on Trinity Hall 2. They're just coming up to the railway bridge now. Murray Edwards 2 have moved over to the centre of the river, the fastest water, slightly faster than Trinity Hall 2 because of this small left-hand kink. But I don't think they're going to be overlapping Trinity Hall 2 by the time they get there. And time is really starting to run out. I'm looking at the technique of the Murray Edwards 2 crew as they go away. When they pull the blades backwards, they aren't touching the water, so it's quite clean, but they aren't cutting through the air quite as well as you will see some of the lead crews later in the day. But the pursuit is going to go on and on. Keys 2, they're clear now. So Downing 2 and Keys 2 have both managed to avoid their Spoons in this division, which will be a huge relief to them. And the two boats now coming up towards Mawler's Holt, which is this mythical place on a bumps course. I think it's some kind of little creek of water which seems to come off, you know, somewhere just after the railway bridge, which is the lower men's finish. But it gives you an idea where we are on the course if you're familiar with the rowing. So there's this left-hand corner, then there's going to be a right-hand corner, and then they're going to race down to the control tent. Beth?
Beth? Yeah, I've just had Porpoise Crispy W1 row past me with very fetching foliage in their hair. So they will be very, very pleased that they have bumped up on Christ today. And I've got, speaking of Maudlin, I've got Maudlin rowing past me in what I would say is possibly the best set of outfits on the river because they're all colour-coded. We have a lovely rainbow going on there. But Maudlin have got their spoons today, so that's quite unfortunate. Ben, do you have a rundown of what we've had so far today?
Yes, absolutely, Beth. So far, Downing W2 row over, Christ 2 bumped up by Corpus 1, Keys 2 looks like they're going to row over, Trinity Hall 2 and Murray Edwards 2 is going to go right to the pit, I'm afraid. Corpus 2 and Selwyn 2, that's a bump. Then Cat 2 and Emma 3, that's also a bump. Then Girton 2 and First and Third 2, we think will row over. Union 3 were bumped by Anglia Ruskin W1. It's the first Anglia Ruskin blade I can remember in my years of commentating. Excellent work from Anglia Ruskin. Pembroke 3 bumped by Jesus 3. That is spoons for Pembroke, blades for Jesus. But Jesus are not celebrating because, you know, Jesus are pretty... it's not blades for Jesus, sorry. I do apologise. They have them very, very well. No foliage for Jesus, of course, because Jesus expects to win. And then Fifth 2 and Sydney Sussex 2 look like both of those are going to row over. Now, I'm going to throw over to Ed. Ed, I know you were very disparaging about the speed of a boat, and you kind of quite sniffily said that it was just a brisk walk. You sounded quite out of breath when you were trying to keep up with them. Is it a brisk walk?
To be fair, I said it would be an easy walk for a power walker. I am not a power walker. You know, they're probably going at about 6 miles an hour or so. I decided to hang back, not because obviously it was too hard to keep up with the boat, but because I reached the railway bridge, which is the finish for the bottom half of the division. So I stayed here to confirm that Girton 2 and First and Third 2 both load over, and at the back, Fitz 2 and Sydney Sussex 2. Row over. Just a quick note, and that's to say that for Fitz, who went down two places on the week, I think they probably rowed the course quicker than First and Third Two, who went up two places on the week. They probably rowed the course quicker than them today, which kind of tells you something about the randomness of bumps. You know, we think that blades are a mark of success and going up to mark of success, but really it's a mark of whether you're quicker than the boats around you. And if you're around quick boats, you're in for a tough week. I'm going to have to confirm the results for Murray Edwards and Trinity Hall then, because my brisk walk wasn't brisk enough. Back to you, Ben.
Okay, so Anglia Ruskin have just gone past me at Grassy with their flag. Don't give the ship. I'm not sure what it means, but that is their flag. That is their motto. I am, though, not surrounded by Anglia Ruskin fans. I'm surrounded, I think, by people from Corpus, or at least I was 5 minutes ago. I'm going to go and find them because I want to see whether the Corpus people are louder than the Homertonians. Here they all are, wearing their fetching blazers. Guys, are you all from Corpus? Yes, you're live on Cam FM. Please don't swear. You're pretty loud, all of you, when your boat bumped right in front of you. We've got a kind of a decibel meter in the studio, and we're seeing which college's fans are the loudest. Homerton were pretty pathetic, to be honest. Do you reckon you can be... What's your name? You with the fetching beard. You are the spokesman of Corpus now. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, do you back yourself to beat Homerton at cheering?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, everyone, on the count of three, you only get one take. You've got to cheer however you see fit, but you've got to be louder than Homerton. Tim in the studio, I hope you're measuring this carefully. 3, 2, 1. I think that was pretty loud. I'm impressed. Well done. Well done. Okay, back to you in the studio, Tim. Was it louder than Homerton?
Great. Great. Thanks, Ben. So we've got a little decibel meter. So Homerton, we've got them down as a 5 out of 10. Corpus are winning now with a 7 out of 10. But there's still a lot more scope for them to be louder. So let's see if anyone can beat that a bit later. Cheers, Ben.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
Right, so I have Ed on the line, who is at the results tent with the confirmed results for the W3. Ed?
Yes, well, I was at the results tent. I'm now actually back at the railway bridge doing a not-so-brisk walk back up the towpath. Fortunately, no train's just gone overhead, so the results update from that division. Danning 2 avoided Spoonsborough rollover, Corpus Christi bumped twice to Keys 2 load over to avoid Spoons. Murray Edwards 2 will be agonising about what could have been at Bump's dinner tonight, because they rode over behind Trinity Hall 2 despite putting sustained pressure on their opponent. Selwyn 2 bumped up on Magdalen 2. Emma 3 bumped up on Cats 2. So Magdalen 2 and Cats 2 both get Spoons. Girton 2, though, again, escaped Spoons comfortably, rowing over a couple and a half lengths clear of first and third 2. I don't know if you can use the word couple followed by a fraction, but never mind. Anglia Loskin bump up on Newnham 3 to get Blades. Pembroke 3 also get Spoons, having been bumped by Jesus 3. We've had a good week coming up from being sandwich boat in that division. Fitch 2, rowed over ahead of Sydney Sussex 2. That is Women's Division 3, and there will be even more of a ramping up of the pace for Men's Division 3 in about half an hour's time.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.